Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I want to dive a little bit deeper into it here as we head out to the fan hotline of Cleveland.com. Join us at 9:20 every single Wednesday. It's Dan Lobby, and he joins us now. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, Jake. How you doing?
Listen, a city of Cleveland feeling well after a Guardians win. We got a quarterback change. There's excitement everywhere. Things are happening, so it's not a bad day.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we got third-string quarterbacks making news and all sorts of stuff going on.
Dan, I was just talking about it, so I can't even avoid the fact of this question existed. What was going on with Shador today doing his best mime impression when being asked about the quarterback situation for the Browns?
It was a really strange situation. I wasn't over there when he did that. I was somebody was talking at the podium, I think, at the time. So I was at the podium listening to that. And I didn't believe it when somebody told me that, like what he did. And then, of course, I saw the videos of it, and I still honestly couldn't believe what I was watching. I mean, he's responding to Rex Ryan, I guess. And, you know, I don't think anybody should get too worked up over what Rex Ryan says. But obviously, Shador did. And that's how he decided to respond. I just thought it was really bizarre and... Look, he's got a right to respond to Rex Ryan, but it was just a bizarre way to do it. And again, here we are on the day when Dylan Gabriel was named the starting quarterback, and Shador's the one that steals the headlines.
I mean, this feels like almost a moment where you have to know, like, this is something that is going to make headlines if you're Shador, in the image that it puts out in response. Like, yes, you're trying to respond to Rex Ryan if that's, you know, obviously the reports that are out there is what he was trying to do, but you also know the news of the moment is the fact that Your fellow rookie's getting the start. They're asking you about the QB2 spot. Like, you have to be aware of those moments in the picture it paints, no?
Yeah, I think you do. And I think that's kind of my issue with it. Is this just sort of continues that idea? Like, is Shador Sanders ready to handle being a starting quarterback in this league? Or does he need to grow up a little bit before he'd be able to handle that sort of responsibility? You know, again, if what Rex Ryan said bothered him, that's fine. I understand that Rex Ryan bothers a lot of people, but there are ways to respond to that and times to respond to that. And I think today having an awareness and saying, you know what, guys, I don't want to talk, or saying, you know, I don't know, saying something or nice about Dylan Gabriel or something nice about Joe Flacco or something like that would have probably been a better approach today instead of kind of, I mean, this is the third straight week now where Shador has kind of been one of the big stories. It was the Baltimore draft story a few weeks ago. It was last week him saying that, you know, he thinks he's better than some of the quarterbacks starting in the league right now. And then today it's this. And you just, this isn't normal for a third string quarterback.
Obviously, is still being named the third stringer. Like, Dan, to me, it made a lot of sense. We had a lot of callers earlier on the show. I've seen plenty on social media. A lot of people surprised by the fact that Joe's named the backup and it's not Shador. That move catch you by surprise at all?
It didn't, because every action this team has taken, this coaching staff has taken, has told us they don't believe Shador is ready to play. And if you name him the backup, he's going in. Dylan Gabriel gets hurt, you know, on the first play of the game. Guess who's going in? It's Shador Sanders. So everything they've told us to this point has basically been he is not ready. And I don't even mean that as told us and like said it. I mean that in told us through actions. He's not ready. And this just reinforces that. So, no, I'm not surprised that Joe Flacco is still the backup, because your backup might actually play. And if you don't think a guy's ready to throw out there, then he can't be your backup.
All right, obviously, the big news for the Browns coming up on Sunday, Dylan Gabriel getting the start. Kevin Stefanski announces it today. Dan, if we're looking at the benching of Joe and the starting of Dylan, is this more of a belief in Dylan Gabriel that he's ready to you, or is this more of a reactionary thing to how bad Joe has been?
I think it's a combination, because I don't think they would make this move if they didn't believe Dylan Gabriel could play better. But obviously, in an ideal world, that this wouldn't have happened this quickly. But it just, you know, the way Joe was playing was untenable for this offense. And, you know, on one hand, they almost shouldn't be surprised by this. I mean, you signed a 40-year-old quarterback who you know isn't mobile and who you know turns the ball over a lot. So you shouldn't be surprised when he's not mobile and turns the ball over a lot. The problem is, it wasn't explosive, and that was the case for having Joe Flacco out there. At the very least, he can push the ball down the field. He can create some explosive plays for you, but Joe just never really looked decisive. He never really looked comfortable. The ball wasn't getting pushed down the field as much as I think you would like. So they turned things over to Dylan Gabriel. Maybe he can sort of operate this offense a little more efficiently, or at least a little closer to maybe the way Kevin Stefanski wants to see it operated.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com with us here on the Fan Hotline. All right, so as we turn to Sunday, what are the expectations for Dylan Gabriel? And truthfully, in week one, what makes this a move that at least looks like it's on the right path?
I think the expectations are really first and foremost, take care of the ball, right? Because turnovers have been such a big problem so far this season. And so they need to do that first and foremost. I think the next thing is, you know, make sure you're getting the ball in the hands of your playmaker, guys like Jerry Jeudy. And of course, Jerry has to hold up his end of the bargain and, you know, catch the football. Harold Fannin, you know, see if you can get David Njoku going a little bit. Try and distribute the ball to some of your playmakers. I think this first week with Dylan is going to be very, you know, I'm not expecting fireworks in this game. I'm expecting, again, try to set him up to be efficient. It might be a shorter, quicker offense. You know, we'll see a little more mobility, so maybe they can use the RPO game a little more with Dylan Gabriel. Those are the things I'm kind of looking for in this game.
Would you say that Dylan going into this one, you feel that he gives you a better chance to win against the Vikings than Joe would have?
Yeah, I think he does, just because I do think Dylan can protect the football better than Joe, and I do think his ability to move is going to help him, because the one thing that I know the Vikings can do is they can get after the quarterback a little bit, and they have a pretty good defense. So this is going to be a challenge for Dylan Gabriel, because Brian Flores is going to look, he's a guy that can make, he can kind of make you think you're seeing one thing, but that's not actually what you're seeing. So that's going to be a challenge, but I think his ability to move, his ability to process, which is what they've been touting ever since they drafted him, I think they can make this work. And I think if he protects the football, that's what gives you a better chance to win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dan, do you think it makes a difference? Dylan's going to be the first quarterback to ever make his debut in the NFL in London, having to go overseas, having the semi-shorter practice week, or at least the different practice week that they're basically working on with the travel day coming today. Is that a setup for something that's going to actually make this more difficult, or is a lot of that you feel fluff?
I've been debating it, and I actually think this is probably a better option than maybe having to go start next week in Pittsburgh for the first time. Now, look, this is a guy that has played a lot of college football. Some of those environments, especially when he was at Oklahoma and then Oregon last year, some of those environments are pretty loud. And like the NFL can't even match some of those environments. So as far as the environment's concerned, I wouldn't be super concerned about that. You're right to point out the challenge of the fact that you're not really getting a normal week of practice. They're going to do more of a walkthrough tomorrow. Fridays are usually really short practices. So you do lose that, but I don't know, starting a game on, what is essentially a neutral field against a Vikings team that is kind of in the same spot as the Browns in a lot of ways. They're banged up. They're trying to figure some things out. They aren't a great offensive football team. I think there are some things you can do against this defense. I actually think this might be a good spot to start him.
I guess just balancing this back and forth and looking at it with Joe being the number two guy right now, obviously that's not saying anything about the next quarterback in line, but do you think it's ruled out of the picture that barring injury for Dylan Gabriel, that Joe would be inserted and reinstated as the starting quarterback for a week?
It would sort of depend on timing. I think if, let's say Dylan Gabriel got hurt this week, there might be a chance that you're going back to Joe Flacco then against Pittsburgh. If we're talking, we get to week 10, week 11, you would hope Shador Sanders is a little more in the mix by then. We'll also remember they have Bailey Zappe in the fold. I think that's sort of the break glass in case of emergency guy. There's also that other name that we don't have to mention, and I'm sure your listeners don't want to hear, but he is eligible to start practicing here, and they can take him off the pup list at some point. So there are some other guys in the building that you could potentially at some points in this season put out there. I think for the next few weeks, if they had to go to a different starter, I do think it might be Joe.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com with us here. Dan, let's obviously take a look away from quarterback. Offensive line has been a problem, and specifically the tackles have been a serious problem. If it was up to you, best course of action this week at tackle?
Well, you pray that Jack Conklin can get healthy. That would be big, because then you could start him on either side, honestly. But you'd probably want to put him on the right side because that's his most comfortable position. And right now, right side is protecting the blind side. So that would work out well. If they can get Cam Robinson up to speed, look, he's not the perfect solution, but he started 102 games. He knows what he's doing at least. So that's a guy with some experience that you can put out there. I think that would probably be your ideal combination. But they just need to get to a spot where they're not so reliant on a guy like Cornelius Lucas. I think KT Leviston could hold up okay, especially if they had Conklin available on the other side and didn't have to help on that side so much. But I think ideally right now it's Conklin on the right side if he's healthy. If they can get Cam Robinson up to speed, and I can't guarantee they're going to be able to do that this week, him on the left side.
Is there any confidence that truthfully Jack is going to be healthy coming into this game?
I mean, he was back on the practice field today, but it's so hard to tell as these guys are going through drills, and he's been on the practice field before. I mean, he didn't even warm up pregame in Detroit. They didn't work him out pregame in Detroit, which is an indication that he wasn't really all that close to playing last week. So it's just too hard to know right now with Jack Conklin. We don't really know the nature of this elbow injury at this point. So you're kind of just crossing your fingers and hoping he can be ready to go.
Dan, how much flack do the Browns basically deserve to take on at this point? If we see Jack miss another game and he's out then four straight weeks and is on the active roster being labeled as day-to-day, but you would have to think isn't actually all that close to playing during that time.
Yeah, look, I mean, I can understand that criticism. When a guy misses four games and you look back and say, well, he could have been put on IR. I think that's fair. I don't really know how they would have used that roster spot, to be honest. And if there was a belief that he could have returned in 2 to 3 weeks, and maybe they just misjudged that, maybe there was a setback. It's a fair criticism in the sense of maybe you could have managed your roster better. But I don't really look back and see, who do you want to give that roster spot to? Gage Larvidan, someone like that? I don't know that changes the outcome of any of these games. So it's disappointing that it's lasted this long. They obviously didn't expect it to last this long, but, you know, they have at least been able to get him on the practice field, keep him on the practice field because he's not on IR. So I think that's been a positive.
Looking at the just baseline game on Sunday, I mean, the line is basically sitting at 3.5. Browns expected to be in this game a lot more than they have the past couple of weeks. Do you feel like there's a legitimate path to victory, both with Dylan at quarterback against the Vikings and given what they have out on the field as well?
I do, and I haven't completely decided yet, but this might be the first week that I pick the Browns. And I think it starts with this idea that the Vikings on the offensive line, they lost their right tackle on Sunday. Their center is in the concussion protocol right now. They were already playing without one of their guards. So this is a beat-up offensive line. And the Browns, if they're going to win football games, are going to win on the backs of their pass rush and their defense. And so if your front four can't dominate this offensive line with Carson Wentz at quarterback, then that's a real problem. This game is set up for the Browns to do what they do best and be able to beat a team that's beat up on the offensive line, has a backup quarter. Even if J.J. McCarthy were starting, he's played one good quarter this year. So I think the Browns can win this football game because a lot of the weaknesses on the Vikings are strengths of the Browns. It's just a matter of Dylan Gabriel needs to be efficient, and the Browns need to be able to run the football.
Dan, we got about 45 seconds. As we look at things, what does a win do for the outlook for the Browns season and how competitive they can actually be, specifically this week if you're able to take down the Vikings?
At least on paper, it gives them a chance. Now, if you want to kind of play it out and figure out do they actually have a chance, I don't know. But at least on paper, they have a chance, and it gives them a little more confidence. It gives them confidence in this rookie quarterback. And with the state of the AFC North, I mean, if you win this game and you're 2-3, and you're going to play Pittsburgh now and with a chance to maybe give them their second loss and, get within a game of them, or actually it would be a half game of them if you win the next two, you start to talk yourself into some things. And I think that matters in the locker room. So this is a huge game for this football team. If they win it, they can talk themselves into being in this thing. If they lose it, now you're 1-4 and you got to go to Pittsburgh, who's coming off their bye week. And that's going to be a big ask.
No doubt about it. Dan, hopefully we see good things out of Dylan Gabriel. I think everybody's looking for good quarterback play. We're all crossing our fingers that it can happen.
Yep, we'll see what happens. Like I said, might pick him. We'll see. That's my confidence level.
Listen, that is higher confidence I've gotten on any other week, Dan. I'm taking it and I'm running with it.
Yeah, there we go.
We appreciate you setting aside the time as always. Always good to talk to you, Dan.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, with us there on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to what Dan had to say.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.